just like to welcome everyone here to the service this morning, and if we just take a seat, we'll get a start. It was good to see that there was a result last night, and I think we probably need to continue to pray for our politicians too, as in this coming week, as they negotiate a government to govern us for the next 3 years. But I'll just have a reading from Psalm chapter 111 verse 10, and it's probably appropriate for the government at this time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. So we just pray for our politicians at this time too, that they would have the fear of the Lord to give them wisdom. We have a song now, No Turning Back. And
Joe Withers.
We thank you for today that we can come and worship you freely. We thank you for our country and the freedom that we have. We pray especially for our politicians as they form a government, and that you would give them wisdom in their negotiations with each other. We pray that your wisdom and insight would prevail over our next government for the next 3 years, and that they would seek to follow your ways and walk in ways that would honour you. We also remember a little Will. We pray for Will and Hamish and Kay at this time, and we thank you for answered prayer that he is in good health at the moment. We pray that he would grow up to follow you as a young person and a young man. Be with Hamish and Kay as they enter into parenthood and care for Will at this time. Give them confidence in their care for him, especially at that moment.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, too, for the good weather of spring and the new growth and life it brings. We are truly blessed.
We are.
Be with each family here today too, that they would know your presence among us. We pray for our families throughout the land, that they would turn to you and that you would strengthen them in their relationships with each other. We pray for our government too, as the former government this coming week, and pray for good laws and rules for families and the people of this land. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The notices, I think they've been emailed out, but congratulations to Kay and Hamish on the arrival of Will. I thought this was 4.3k, I thought there was something with the computer, but that's kilograms. Well, we used to talk in pounds. I think when a big fish was in 10 pounds, he's not quite 10 pounds then. Jim, there is also chapel services this afternoon. I think it's 2:30, is it?
1:30.
1:30. Start. So, and Jim, you have a notice too. Yeah.
Yes, I've got an email from Presbytery this week, just the other day, and they've appointed a ministry settlement board convener for us to set up a board and to start the whole process of searching for a settled ministry here. Not that we're unsettled at the moment, Doug, it's all right.
No explanation.
So, the person they've appointed is the Reverend Helen Martin, who's at the present time in interim ministry at St Andrew's in Gore. So she'll be our convener of the Ministry Settlement Board. And as I understand it, Peter Dunn will continue to be our interim moderator over at all as well. And that we now have formal recognition that Doug's ministry has been approved for another year too from Presbytery. So it was all a big email. Right, thanks.
Birthdays and celebrations. I suppose we've got Will turned up this week.
Yeah.
Any other ones for this week? No. None? So, done? And we'll still do the celebration song, I think, for, even though they're not here. We can give them a lolly next when they do turn up.
Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true, God bless you and keep you, celebrate.